Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, the dumb Monday time. After a weekend that was, we give you the good of the day. What is it?
Well, we actually have two, because one is one is an update.
Okay.
And we, you know, what we pride ourselves here is we like to give you guys updates. A few weeks ago, we talked about Iona's baseball team. And they were the bad of the day.
Oh, right. That's right.
Because they had the nation's longest losing streak. Well,
right.
That losing streak is no more. And it ends at 33 games.
Wow. That is really hard to do, lose 33 baseball
Yes.
games.
Not only that, but I mean, they've lost some. They lost a game to Old Dominion 24-0. When they played Tennessee, they had back-to-back games. They lost the first one 29-0, then the second one 27-1.
Oh, God, those games stink. Baseball games stink when they're like that.
Yeah.
They're awful.
But the fun part of this is that they did win over the weekend. They had an 8-5 win over a school that you never would have heard of if it hadn't been for a certain Sweet 16 appearance.
St. Peter's?
St. Peter's, their rival.
They beat St. Peter's. Wow.
See, now, you know, I thought we'd forget this team. And yet, you know, Iona beats St. Peter's. You're like, oh, I wonder if it's that St. Peter's. Yes, it is.
Wow. Well, all right. Well done. Well done, so, Iona.
Yeah.
Did they celebrate like they won the World Series?
Yes, they did. Yeah.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, champagne might have been popped or sparkling cider. I mean, there's some kids underage, so.
You know, streaks get old after a while. You get tired of hearing about it every single day. No, good for them.
I know. So we got to always have an update.
Yeah.
You know, got to let you guys know. But the real good of the day, and I think this is absolutely brilliant. I think this is something that you and I would definitely do. But Scottie Scheffler uses his master's green jacket to get out of doing household chores.
Yeah, I saw this is brilliant. This is absolutely brilliant.
I mean, it's also a no-brainer, right?
I would think so.
If the wife asks you to do the dishes, do you just run to the closet, put on the green jacket, and do what he does where he's like, I'm still having to do this?
Yeah. I just, you know, just, yeah, wearing the green jacket must give you a sort of sense of authoritative presence, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you know, if you wear it out in public, people, I mean, it's like you're walking on red carpet all the time.
Yeah.
People will move out of your way. They'll offer you things. It's got to have the same rewards at home.
The good news for Scottie Scheffler's wife is he only can do this 1 year.
Right.
Then he's got to return the jacket, and it's got to stay at Augusta National.
It's going to be a long year, isn't it?
It's going to be a long year. But, you know, he only gets to do this 1 year, and then you get to have him back doing everything that you want him to do.
Can you just imagine? He's sitting on the couch just relaxing. She's like, can you take out the trash? And he's like, honey, look, green jacket. I don't do that.
Well, you know what he said? Like, he won like four events, and he won four tournaments in like six events. And he said afterwards he was tired. Like, let the man rest.
Yes.
Give the man a break. He's been playing high-level competitive golf for 6 weeks. Like, let him chill. It's not easy winning golf tournaments. Let him do dishes. Give me a break.
Yeah, come on.
Like, you don't necessarily, she has to do them, but he could maybe hire somebody to do dishes for a few
weeks. Right. I mean,
for a few weeks.
Just the green jacket. That's all
just
he needs.
Just wear the green jacket. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is that the Angels manager Joe Maddon.
Yeah.
Over the weekend called for that rare bases loaded intentional walk.
Well done. Not enough managers do this.
Yeah.
So who did he walk? They were playing Texas.
Walked Corey Seager.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
But the problem was that he went out to the mound. The infield was all for it. This was like only in like the second or the third inning. And the Angels were only down by one or two at that time. Mike Trout was very surprised by this.
Why was Seager batting in like the seventh spot and they were going to get the 8-9 batters up?
I don't know what the real reason. His reasoning was that he decided to walk Seager and allow a run to be scored instead of Seager have a big hit. Because Seager does that.
Well, maybe Seager had a very good batting average against the pitcher that was on the
mound. I mean, but the, where it's where I'm looking at it as bad is that it didn't rub Mike Trout the right way.
Yeah,
and that's somebody that you want on your side, wouldn't you?
Well, you'd think so, right? Like you want to make sure that Mike Trout isn't like getting more and more angry with being on this baseball team.
Yeah,
right.
Because I mean,
you don't want Mike Trout causing any problems.
The only narrative with the Angels is that you need to get Mike Trout into the playoffs.
Right.
Nothing else. As far as a manager, you don't need to win the World Series. You just need to get into the playoffs.
Do they say to him, quiet, we're getting into the playoffs. Like, trust us. Trust me, Mike Trout. I'm Joe Madden. I gave the Cubs a World Series.
We'll let a run score here. I mean, fortunately for them, it didn't really matter. They won the game 9-6.
They won the game anyway, right?
So, but yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's one of those things we've seen it in basketball a lot where if you make one of the players mad, you know, or you're not.
Yeah, it could cause issues.
It causes issues.
Yeah.
And so I'm just wondering if you can have something similar here.
I think that because they won, Mike Trout probably doesn't think about it. But next time it happens, you know, make sure Mike Trout's happy. I agree with you.
Or convince him that it was his idea all along.
Right, exactly. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is there is a Twitter user out there who was trying to sell his Lamar Jackson Ravens jersey, his signed Lamar Jackson Ravens jersey.
Right.
To which Lamar Jackson responded, "That's not my signature."
Uh-oh.
And what could a Twitter user do but argue with them, saying, "It's authenticated."
And Lamar Jackson's like, "No."
Lamar Jackson's like, "I think I know my signature. That's not my signature."
Hold on. But I'm going to stick up for the Twitter user.
No. Yeah, he's got an issue.
Because I've seen athletes scribble stuff without any regard to their signature. Like, if you ever watched an athlete go down the line, sign
stuff.
Just real
quick, or on their way out.
I remember when I was, I think I told this story before. I needed Paul Tracy's autograph on something for the radio station I was working at years ago. He's a race car driver. And we were heavily involved in, like, these giveaways. And I had a thing that, and I got permission, because media members are not allowed to ask for autographs. But we went through the right channel to say, "Hey, we're auctioning this stuff off. Can we get Paul Tracy to sign this thing?" And it was a piece of paper, and it was a picture of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We wanted Paul Tracy to sign it as part of Team Penske. So we had the other two drivers of Team Penske on it. We wanted Paul Tracy, I kid you not, and I like Paul, so I'm not criticizing him. I'm not putting him in a bad light here. He's a good guy. He's a really nice guy. But he took the pen, Ron, and went up, down, up, down, up. And that was his signature. It had no P on it. It had no turn of a P on it. It didn't even have a cross on it to make a T. It certainly didn't have no Y. There was no A or C involved in this whatsoever. It was up, down, up, down, up. And that was his signature. It did, like, at one point, my sales lady that I had to get this, she goes, "Did he even sign this?" I go, "Yes, I saw him sign this." So that's what so then it went off into its thing. But so I think athletes do that all the time. I don't think it's just him. I think athletes get a pen and like, bah!
Yeah. Bah! Well, I mean, if you look at this signature, the only thing that's clear is that there's a number 8. Because it's signed within the 8 of Lamar Jackson's number. And so you can see with the 8, I can't figure out looking at it if that says how that says Lamar Jackson or Lamar J or something like that.
We need to take it to Pawn Stars.
Exactly.
I have an expert. I have a friend. He's an expert in this. We'll get him to look at it. And so,
but for the Twitter user, I mean, because first Lamar Jackson's like, "I didn't sign that." And he's like, "Oh, you probably forgot, because it's authenticated by JSA. And he's like, "Boy, I know my signature. That ain't it."
See, now he just destroyed this guy's sale of the, like, would you buy it now?
No.
Like, if you had the money and you wanted a Lamar Jackson autographed jersey, would you buy it from this guy?
Not at all.
Not at all.
So now he's got to take it up. He's taking it up with JSA to figure out, how is this authenticated? Why is this authenticated?
Yeah, I don't even, like, I have no idea how that business works.
Neither do I.
How do they authenticate that stuff? Do they seriously do it, like, on Pawn Stars, where they get a guy who goes, "Okay, as you can see, the W here is just curved.
I think
so. The end, and that's a sign that this is a very rare signature feat. So we do believe that this is Woodrow Wilson's signature.
I mean, because even if you had a photo of him signing it,
right?
How do you know he was signing that one?
You have no idea. You have no idea. Yeah, that's the worst, man. Like, seriously, when you're famous, if you're a young person out there and you think you're going to be famous, practice your signature.
Yeah.
Practice it so that anybody gives you something, you sign it that way every time. You don't scribble it. You don't get through it. Give everything your attention, even if it takes a little longer. So you,
but didn't we all do that in high school?
Of course we all did. Yeah, it was fun.
I always practiced my signature in high school.
I always did.
Try to find something new, like a new way. Now I have something that I'm happy with. And
I always did. I thought it was fun. I thought it was neat. You know? Yeah. But yeah, keep practicing it.
So I always thought, because I had like those autographed baseballs and trying to figure out what the signature actually was. And I was like, no, I don't ever want to be that. I wanted my signature to be cool, but, you know, at least you knew who it was from.
Yeah. Do you have anything autographed that you're like, you love, like you're like so glad it's signed and it like you found a way to get that signed for that particular individual?
Well, I've never gotten anything signed, like went up to someone. I mean, I guess, no, there's one thing or a couple of things, but I do have Peter Mayhew's autograph.
No, that's pretty cool.
You know, on a Chewbacca photo. But I think the one I had, and this was my wife's doing, here at the studio, we had Pete Rose and Tony Perez showed up.
Oh, nice.
And my son missed a baseball practice, so my wife thought it would be kind of fun to write a note to his baseball coach. And so she wrote two pieces of paper, said, you know, please excuse my son for missing practice today.
Oh, very cool.
And it's signed by Pete Rose and Tony Perez.
That's
neat. And we gave one one to his coach, and we kept the other.
Well, that's awesome.
I thought that was fun.
Yeah, that's very cool. That's very cool.
Because how often are you going to get a, you know, get out of jail note type thing?
Very true. Very true. So, all right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue. We'll also get into some golf. Jordan Spieth won the RBC Heritage as we also continue to look at round one of the playoffs in the NBA. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.